The silent presence of the dire wolf gave him comfort. The girls do not even have that much, he thought. Their walls might have kept them safe. But Lydia's dead, and Nymeria's lost. They're all alone. A north wind had begun to blow by the time the sun went down. John could hear it skirling against the wall and over the icy battlements as he went to the common hall for the evening meal. Hob had cooked up a venison stew, thick with barley, onions and carrots. When he spooned an extra portion onto John's plate and gave him the crusty heel of the bread, he knew what it meant. He knows. He looked around the hall, saw heads turned quickly, eyes politely averted. They all know. His friends rallied to him. "We asked the Septon to light a candle for your father," Mather told him.
"It's a lie. We all know it's a lie. Even Gren knows it's a lie,"
Pip chimed in. Gren nodded, and Sam clasped John's hand.
"You're my brother now, so he's my father too," the fat boy said. "If you want to go out to the weirwoods and pray to the old gods, I'll go with you."
The weirwoods were beyond the wall. Yet he knew Sam meant what he said. They are my brothers, he thought, as much as Rob and Bran and Rickon.